a story, a true story. For every junkie that you walk past on the street, for the kid that you sat next to on the bus, this is their story. A story of yes and no. This is a story about a kid named Crims that no one knows, who in 2010 died alone from an overdose. A lonesome ghost spent his time getting high, living life in slow-mo through his heroin eyes. In 09 he lived in dens and squatting spots, abandoned parking lots, sticking his arms with hammer rocks. The true meaning of the walking living dead, same clothes for the whole year, begging for 50 cents. In 08 he walked the streets from morn to evening, looking for rorts and thieving for the horse he's fiending. He wasn't sticking his arms, he sticks kids for wallets, emptying pockets for their last $6. In 07, he chilled in the streets and sat at stations, waiting for a taste with his mates to get wasted, slanging here and there just to get the money making, banging here and there if there's not enough to chase. In 06, Crims lived with his chick in the burbs, popped pills on the weekend and burned rocks after work, made money on the side from pills at a club, was in love with his slut but his love was always for the drugs. In 05 was a year of parties and talking a lot, hanging with a hopeless lot, first time offered rock. Nobody knew of Crims, not yet, but that's his story, cause Crims said yes. This is the story of a kid named Jack that tried to change the world, and he did. In 010, gave birth to a baby girl, changed his crazy world by escaping death. The moment he gave life, it all made sense. In 09, Jack bought the house of his dreams, with the girl of his dreams, in the town of his dreams. For the first time he felt that he had a purpose, walked with a strut and felt worth it, and Jack earned it. In 08, he worked hard from morning to night, night to morning, doing graveyard to support his wife. The work of life, enough to live a life of their own, with his last $6, bring some flowers home. 07, he caught the train to work every day, seeing his old mates wasted at the station getting paid, slanging at every person sticking their vein, was jealous of their money, Jack on minimum wage. In 06, he struggled with rent and buying food, barely enough to live and pay through school, tried to get pulled into chemicals and party scenes, but stayed at home with his girl, stuck hard in his dreams. 05 was a year of parties and talking a lot, hanging with a hopeless lot, the type to offer rock. Nobody cared about Jack Crimson, not yet though, but that's his story, cause Jack said no.